escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Get some more calls in coming up in just a second. 888-808-1019. Did you hear over the weekend? I think it might have been after Friday's practice or maybe Saturday's. I'm not sure exactly when it was, but it was definitely over the weekend after we finished up Friday's show. Aaron Glenn sounding like he was getting choked up talking about how it hit him that he was the New York Jets head coach. And, you know, he heard the fans do the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets chant at practice. And, like, it was the first time that it really hit him. You know, that he ascended to this thing that he wanted to be, which was a head coach, and in particular, the New York Jets head coach. And he, you could tell that he was getting emotional. And I really like to see that, because he'd been such like a hard ass this entire time and like didn't show necessarily some of his great personality and more like, you know, I'm no nonsense, buck stops here, which is great. But like sometimes you need to see, you know, a little bit of that human side.
Why?
Because to me, that's important.
Man, you're a football coach.
No, I know, but I
don't want to see any, like, you know.
But we just talked about this, about how it doesn't work anymore.
Hey, listen. You know what he's doing over there. I know what he's doing over there.
He can do both, though.
And by the way, like I told you 1,000 times, he lived through the Kotite to Parcells transition.
Yeah.
He lived it as a player. He saw it. He knows exactly what he has to do. I don't ever remember Bill Parcells ever showing any sort of like vulnerabilities or emotion.
Yeah, but we just talked about how it's different these days. And I thought, and the reason why I thought it was important is no one wants the Jets job. We talked about this a million times. Nobody actually wants it. And he wanted it. And he's actually emotional about having the Jets job.
John Gruden would have taken it.
Yeah, that's an extreme situation. You know that's who I wanted them to hire. But he would have taken it because no one else was hiring him. And that's that way, man. I laid the whole plan out months ago. It didn't work out that way. But do you know what I mean? You know, it's this was a job that he really wanted in an organization that has a tough time convincing people to be there because of the history.
It's going to come down to whether or not they're going to score any points. I mean, yeah. I mean, he could be the toughest guy. And remember, when Parcells got here, Neil O'Donnell was his quarterback, I believe. And then he wanted to go out and get a guy, and he went out and got Vinny. You know, so this thing with Justin Fields, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how he plays out in this whole thing with Tanner Engstrom, his rookie offensive coordinator. There's a lot of moving parts here. And I think they're going to be a tougher team. Hopefully they're going to be more disciplined because that's what Aaron wants. That's what Bill Parcells wanted. You know, Bill Parcells took that team, I think, the 9-7 his first year, and they lost a game at Detroit where they probably should have won. That would have gotten them into the playoffs. And I often wonder, like, you know, Parcells is a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what's going on. It's like, remember when the Giants went into the playoffs during Brian Daboll's first year?
Yeah.
There was kind of a mirage.
Yeah.
Because you thought they were better than they really were. And it just got progressively worse over the years. And if I'm just wondering if Parcells ever thought, you know what? If we go to the playoffs, now the expectations are going to be through the roof. But if we don't make the playoffs and we're almost there, then I can continue to build on what I've built this first year already. I don't know if Aaron will have that effect initially as much as Bill did, because Bill, you know, brought the credibility in from where he was previously in New England at the Giants, and he had that New York, New Jersey personality. So this is going to be really interesting. It's great. I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he's happy that he's got the job. But I like him better when he's more like Bill Parcells than he is.
Well, he's been 99% that. That's okay. What my point is. He's been 99% that. And I didn't like hiring a first-time head coach, a first-time GM, a first-time offensive coordinator. I've been against that from the get-go. But there's one thing that Aaron Glenn has that these other candidates didn't have, is the history of this organization actually wanting to be here to turn it around. You know, as opposed to just being the job that somebody offered to you. And you said, I got to take it because I want to be a head coach and get paid a bunch of money and get a 5-year guaranteed contract. Like, Aaron Glenn wants to be here. So I just thought that was a good thing to see, because the Jets have been, you know, the laughing stock for I don't know how many years.
Well, it'll be interesting. This Saturday, there's their first preseason game. They're at Green Bay. It's a dress rehearsal. You know, we're not going to see Justin Fields, most likely.
You're not going to see anybody.
Right. I mean, it's going to be a dress rehearsal from the, you know, and this is amazing. Like, you probably don't realize this, but the coaches go through everything. And that is, this is how we come out of the locker room. This is, you know, this is how we warm up on the field beforehand. I mean, they have to touch every single thing that the entire team does. And he has to make sure he gets the message to his assistant coaches, to the equipment men, to the trainers, to everybody who's involved in the team. And that's why I love the fact, you know, you travel and get that out of the way, get all that first time stuff out of the way, and you take everything that you got from other places. Like, however Detroit traveled, I'm sure there's similarities to the way that the Jets will travel, because that's what Aaron's used to. Or maybe he'll want to improve travel some way. And then pregame warm-up is this way, and there's certain things that you have to follow that's going to be a uniform way of doing things. You know, how you stand for the national anthem. That's a thing. You know, does everybody stand collectively together? They should, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes coaches don't even bring that up. Other coaches do.
Yeah, I mean, when it's your first time through it, all those little details matter for sure. Let's go to Henry in Atlanta. What's going on, Henry?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I want to talk quick football, and I'd love to get – I want to hear your opinion, Gio, but I'd really like to get an athlete's opinion on this. But first, Boomer, real quick, keep this name in the back of your mind. Number 53, Nate Landman, inside linebacker, Los Angeles Rams, first year. He's from Atlanta Falcons. This kid is a stud. So just remember that name, Nate Landman. But here's my question for you guys. I'm all for athletes getting paid as much as they can. I love it. I think it's great. Why is it that they have such a hard time playing out their contract? You're under a contract. Gio, I am sure if FAN has you on a 3-year contract, you're not renegotiating after year two. Why is it that the players can't keep going until their contract ends?
Well,
then
I mean,
hold out.
All right, so Henry, Why doesn't the team honor the contract as opposed to cutting a player? You know, they can cut a player, like say, could sign a 3-year contract, and after year one, they're not happy with that player. They can either cut that player or bring that player in and say, listen, we're going to pay you less money. I mean, they don't honor the contracts either. I mean, it's...
I agree with you, except that they have guaranteed money.
Not all of them. That's the big problem. And then there were these...
I mean, a guy like... Terry McLaurin, right? The guy.
He's got 1 year left on his contract. He's got 1 year left on his contract. And there has been precedence. There has been precedence throughout the NFL that, you know, when you have a player that you want, you're willing to, you know, give him an extension. And, you know, for him, you know, if he steps on that field and blows out his knee, you know, he doesn't have any guarantees that he's going to make any money 2 to 3 years from now.
I hear you. And like I said, Boomer, I'm all for these guys getting as much as they can. But I guess I'm too old school, and I kind of just think if I sign an agreement and this is what I'm playing for, I know what I'm dealing with as far as whether I sign a 3 year, maybe I'll only last a year, or I'll sign a 5 year and be done in three. But I mean, that's kind of the game you're playing in the NFL.
They may make that decision for you. You know, they may say, you know, after 1 year, you know, I know we got 3 year contract here. If you hold out after 1 year, they're going to be screaming and yelling, well, you have a contract. But if they cut you, nobody's screaming and yelling that you had a contract.
Right, and the big point that you made in there, too, I think, from a player perspective, is the injury thing. Yeah. Like, you're going into a final year, and anything can happen, especially in the NFL, where you won't get that next contract. So when you're in the final year of that contract, you're saying, hey, I did everything that you asked me to do and more. Can you tack on a couple more years here? Let's go.
I mean, I would say for Terry McLaurin, and you and I have been talking about him, he seems like a great guy. Seems like, you know, he's a captain of that team. Went through a bunch of different quarterbacks, different coaches, and really has been a stand-up guy and has been one of their best players. Now, how much money he wants and how much money he wants guaranteed, that's obviously the difference of opinion between the football business side, the GM side, and the agent side and the player side. That happens a lot. But I will also say that there are many times where we see players get extensions out of the blue because that team knows that that player is right in his sweet spot. They can save a little bit money by giving him a little bit more money up front, maybe a little bit more guaranteed money, and then lock him up for 4 years. And then after 3 years, that player is going to want to renegotiate again. I can tell you, you know, it's just the way it works in the NFL. Because unlike baseball and unlike basketball, the contracts are not fully guaranteed except if your name's Deshaun Watson,
right,
which was precedent-setting.
And never happened again.
And it never happened again because there was collusion in my eyes because I saw emails between front office people about not guaranteeing contracts for quarterbacks.
Well, you know, Kirk Cousins was the first one to get a fully guaranteed, but it wasn't as long as Deshaun Watson's was for the amount of money that it was. But he did.
I think
he
had 3 years. What do you like? 3 years, $150 million or something like that.
Yeah, maybe 120. Right. Might have been 140.
But they're not, like, if there's a guy that deserves a guaranteed contract in the NFL, his name is Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes' deal should be ripped up. The amount of money that he has made the Kansas City Chiefs, which is great. And he's made a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
But if there is an athlete in the NFL that needs to set a new standard, it's him. And it should be done. And I don't know why it's not done. Even though he signed a 10-year, $450 million contract, yeah, time to rip that baby up because he's worth every penny and more.
Let's go to Juggy in Oceanside. What's going on, Juggy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Listening since day one.
Well, thanks, Juggy. What do you got, man?
I have two. Could you guys give me help me out with two topics real quick, and okay, then I'll hang up and listen.
Let's go.
So, how quick do you think? Like, how short will the leash be in the next 2 weeks for Boone to pull the trigger on, let's say, him losing his job? Like, if they go, you know, 0-3 against Texas. My next topic is if Boomer could elaborate a little bit on Fort Charles Steakhouse. Before we get to that, real quick, Gio, since I'm listening since day one, I think I'm entitled to ask, could you give us your response on Aaron Boone, but do it in like the Francesa voice?
Oh, man. I don't normally take requests, Juggy. It has to happen naturally on the show. That's the whole thing that we say. It has to organically happen.
Right.
So if it organically comes up, I'll give you the Mike Francesa. But I am of the belief that the Yankees, no matter how bad it gets, will not fire Aaron Boone during the season.
50 games left, guys. 28 of those games are against teams with below 500 record. 13 of their final games are against Baltimore and Chicago. I think it's 13, maybe 10. I think it's 10. So they have plenty of time to get this thing right. And Aaron Judge is supposed to be back tomorrow.
Yes.
Is that right?
Tuesday, yep.
Yeah, so I just think that they're coming off of their Pittsburgh Pirate meltdown. Like, so if you listen to us after the Pirates swept the Mets in Pittsburgh, I came in here pissed on Monday morning, and that's why I know Yankee fans are pissed this morning, because that's a disgraceful performance for all the different reasons we've been talking about already this morning. And while part of it is the manager, for sure, the players get their captain back, and the captain's got to lead by example. So hopefully Aaron Judge is going to inject some life back into this team that we didn't see any from on Saturday and Sunday. Now, I'll tell you, Friday night was an amazing game. But what happened to their three relievers was insane.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably, we've been saying the word precedent a lot today. That certainly was unprecedented.
I mean,
just traded for all come in, all get whacked around. I mean, it was insane.
That had to be a record.
I mean, David Bednar looked like a deer in the headlights. You know, he's just like, huh? Like, what the hell just happened here?
I mean, so they are human beings, and they all got moved, and I'm sure they all were excited about putting on the pinstripes, and I'm sure they all wanted to go out there and just mow guys down. And who knows how much sleep they got, who knows how much their life had been upset, you know, personally and moving and everything else that's going on. So give them a few games to get settled here, and then let's see what they have. But this weekend was just, you know, I'm sure BT will go off on it. Disgraceful.
Let's go to Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan? Good morning.
Do you have any idea what the odds are?
The odds are that
nine bleeping runs in 20 minutes.
Yes, exactly. Boone, it was ridiculous.
Boone didn't see it. He didn't see what was going on. The probability on one new reliever blowing it is 1.5 to 1. On three new relievers in a row, it's in the billions. It cannot happen. Would not happen. Boone's a momo. What's the matter with him? He didn't see the plan wasn't working after the second home run? You wait. He didn't see the plan wasn't working after the second home run? Listen, if Boone didn't know the plan wasn't working, he's too bleeping dumb to keep his job. And if he did know he was in on it, either way, he's got to go. He's out.
Well, he may be out at the end of the season if they miss the playoffs, but you know better than anybody that this team has been so patient with Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman, with players and managers, that they're just not going to fire him. I even think if they lose 7 in a row now on top of what just happened, so 10 in a row, they're still not firing him until the end of the year.
It's total insanity. I mean, I don't know where, like, you guys will agree they coddle these players in today's game. Where was the collaboration of minds, Boone, Cashman, the analytics team, just to be like, you know, we're just going to throw the new relievers in after coming off on red eyes, you know, boom, boom, boom. Instead of going to your season guys just because of a little bit of rest when they could see the game was falling apart. I mean, how does this happen?
6-0, man. 6-0. Just say, keep saying 6-0 to yourself.
This team is headed for a disaster of biblical proportions.
All right, hang in there, big man. Yeah. Just take it easy, man. You know what you do? You know what he needs to do? He needs to step back, take one of his big fat man hands,
yeah,
make it into a fist, and punch himself right in the face. And just relax.
I mean,
my God. I mean, there's 50 games left, man. When we left here on Friday, we talked about this is where the season begins. And unfortunately for both the Mets and the Yankees, it didn't begin the right way. The Mets are 1-2. The Yankees are 0-3 since these trades. So they got plenty of time to fix it, get it right. The Mets are closer to first place, obviously. The Yankees are close to a wild card. But there's more than enough time, and they're going to get Aaron Judge back. Now, what kind of Aaron Judge they're going to get back, I don't know. But they are a locked and loaded roster. And even though Loaisica wasn't great, I mean, Heal wasn't great, he's back. You know, and it just feels like things will get back to normal. But, yeah, I understand 100% the passionate Yankee fan feeling the way that they feel today. But that doesn't mean you give up. Yeah. They're unkillable!
Now, when Dan says...
And by the way, just one more time. Hey, Dan, if they make it, like in October, and they're starting to play better, and they're swinging upward, you can call back in and jump on the bandwagon again.
Well, of course, and that's what every fan should be able to do, especially putting up with some of this slop right now. What Dad said, they're headed for a disaster of biblical proportions. That would be missing the postseason, yes? That,
yeah, I know, but that's a little bit over. That's too dramatic for me.
But then missing the postseason would be bad.
That would be awful. Then I could see firings.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's,
I would see the sacrificial lamb would be the manager.
Yeah, it would. If they miss the playoffs, then at the end of the year.
By the way, you know, they ate Stroman's contract,
mm-hmm.
right? They ate DJ LeMahieu's contract.
Yep.
I mean, they have $86 million with Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole and those two contracts sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Miami Marlins' total contract output is $66 million. They have more guys, four guys, either DFA'd or injured, making $86 million compared to the entire roster.
Well, I think
of the Miami Marlins.
It's one of the main reasons why people think we're headed for a lockout or a strike coming up at the end of this CBA is the disparity in payrolls and salary caps and salary floors and all that stuff. So buckle up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco's back. He's got another update for us. What's happening, Jerry?
Well, good morning. Sponsored by Primo Brands, the official water sponsor of MLB, Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. We are also brought to you by Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Yeah. So let's do it. We get Yankees Marlins over the weekend. So obviously it's all bad. They got swept. So I will start positively with the Thrivewell Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, and his name is Trent Grisham.
And next pitch, fastball swung on, hit to straightaway center field and deep. Carry, and it is gone. All right. Listen to these Yankee fans. It's 1-0 on a 2-2 pitch, a home run by Trent Grisham.
And so, becoming Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. But they had a lead they lost. They lost 7-3. They were swept in all three. Back-and-forth game Friday night. Lots of runs scored, but they lose. No runs for them on Saturday, and they lose. I'm going to play a couple things for you from the weekend, as that's going to lead into these other clips. I take you to Saturday. Now, Trent Grisham was just our Thrivewell Player of the Game. This is not his fault. I think Luis Rojas sent him on a laser of a shot by Giancarlo Stanton. But when things aren't going well, they're not going well.
Harris to the plate. Swing on a rocket, hit past the shortstop into left field. They're waving on Grisham. Here's the throw. Oh, they're going to get him. No. They got him by 10 feet.
Stowers, oh my.
I mean, that was not close.
And by the way, 10 feet might be generous. It might have been 15 feet that he was thrown out by.
All right, so is that the player or is that the coach?
I don't know, but it's a mistake on the field for sure, and I would say it's probably on Luis Rojas, but he is thrown out by a lot.
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Here is Friday night as the Yankees took the lead late. Things were going good.
Mental error.
Back in, this is not a mental error here. This is a physical error.
The right-hander set. The 1-0 pick. Swung on. Hit down the first. Into right field. A base hit. Coming around is Sanoa. He's going to take. Gets past Caballero. And here comes the tying run. It's a new ball game at 12-12. Oh, brother.
No brother is right. So there are mistakes and issues.
Wasn't Caballero a shortstop?
He's a utility guy. He's played a bunch in the outfield. He's played a bunch in the infield.
So we're okay with putting him in the outfield.
Absolutely. He took his eye off the ball.
I don't know enough about
him. The ball rolls on a carpet.
Yes, it does.
Find it, catch it, throw it.
True.
We make too many excuses for these guys. But
he just got here.
So what?
He's tired.
So that having been said, Saturday night, so they lost the game Saturday 2-0. They don't hit. Saturday night, you had A-Rod and Jeter on Fox Sports with David Ortiz. We'll start with A-Rod first talking about how the Yankee starting pitching is not good enough because they don't give you enough length, as they say.
You can bring in 9 relievers. It's not going to make a difference. I don't care, Jeter, if you bring back your 98 bullpen with Mariano, Mike Stanton, Jeff Nelson. If your pitchers go 3 1/3, 4 1/3, it's not going to work.
It's not good enough.
Relievers. So
and let's just say, that's exactly the commentary that he should bring. That is a very valid criticism of the way the Yankees have dealt with their starting pitching.
No doubt.
Especially as of late.
Now here's Jeter, who followed that up talking about how sloppy they are.
They make way too many mistakes. Way too many mistakes, and you can't get away making that number of mistakes against great teams. It just doesn't happen.
And then one final one from A-Rod, who continues on that theme.
You can't outrun mistakes day in and day out, both physically and mentally, and where's the accountability? If any one of us made a mistake, we would be sitting our butt right on the bench.
Yeah, okay.
I see mistake, and there's no consequence.
He's good with what he says, except for that part.
Yeah, very, very good about what he says, and I appreciate his honesty and his criticism, because criticism is well-deserved. But, you know.
Remember when he karate chopped the first baseman in the...
In Toronto?
It was the ALCS, wasn't it? It was the ALCS against the Red Sox in the series that they lost, I'm pretty sure.
My perception...
Was that a mistake? Did he get benched after that?
My perception... Yeah, Bronson Arroyo, that's what it was. Treated everywhere he went was like gold. Treated like gold, and they treated him like the star he was.
Wasn't there an issue with the Blue Jays? Wasn't when he was screaming at the pop-up?
That's right. Yeah, he was trying to... Yes, he was trying to convince the runner or something. He was trying to fake out somebody.
He's had a bunch of weird instances.
I'll tell you what, if Jazz Chisholm were on the bases, he could have duped him.
It was easy to dupe him.
Yeah.
Apparently so. So that's where the Yankees are. They're now
on the team.
They are in third place in the AL East. They're behind not only Toronto, but now Boston, as they have won 5 straight. You look at the wild card standings, they are in wild card place right now, 2.5 ahead of the likes of the Rangers, who they play tonight. Cleveland is not that far behind.
By the way, wild card winners could win the World Series, too.
And we have seen it. Yes. Absolutely. So that'll be Yankees tonight in Texas. Max Fried, Patrick Corbin, the starters on the fan at 8:05. All right. As for the Mets, their day sucked as well on Sunday.
Here's the 0-1. Devers drives the ball deep to right field. Talk about some issues right here. Second deck shot, Rafael Devers, a three-run blast, and the lead for the Giants.
Yeah, Keith Rad with the call on Mets Odyssey Radio. A nice lead there. 12-4 would be the finalist. Casey Schmidt would cap the scoring for the Giants with a three-run homer in the ninth.
All right, put Montas in the bullpen. Just throw him in there. Just kidding. He can't last but three innings.
Well, yeah, it's not so much because of fatigue as it is he stinks. So, I mean, like, yeah, just, do you want another guy who stinks in the bullpen?
Well, I mean, he's going around twice in an order, and they're getting at him. So if you just bring him in for an inning.
Long reliever?
Yeah.
Or you get mop-up duty? You want him on mop-up duty?
Mop-up duty,
$17 million mop-up duty.
It's not working, man.
Mop-up spot for Montas?
Put him somewhere where he can be effective.
And I believe both years are guaranteed of that deal.
Well, it's, I don't know.
Okay. Mets are
I mean, it's like, I don't know what to tell you. It's like batting practice.
You just gave up there.
I did.
It's a player option, so it certainly will be guaranteed.
He's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Luckily,
again, those player options, such a load of crap.
Yeah. Well,
I'll take a player option. If I do well, I'm leaving for more money. If I do lousy, you pay me.
Yeah. Well, that's what, yes, essentially what Pete Alonso's got, too, right?
And Pete Alonso earned it. This guy...
But I'm telling you that this is why the NFLPA would like to have the MLBPA as their union.
You're right.
Because of things like this.
Mets and Guardians tonight. Sean Manaea, the start. Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:10. All right, you mentioned the NFLPA, the football. So Michael Parsons requesting the trade from the Cowboys. Okay, fine. So remember, it's a couple of hours ago, but I played the clip about Jerry Jones talking about Dez Bryant and the agent and all that. So Jones was then asked right after that, about comparing Dez's situation to Micah's.
Again, please, I'm just talking about the agent.
Yeah.
Don't take that to Micah and Dez. Just simply say that when the issues come up, the first one and the one that is there is us and the player.
All right, so now with all that Dez stuff, Dez replied on social media.
He wrote, quote,
Jerry Jones, I don't think it's smart to mention my name. I kept quiet about a lot of unfair bleep on some bleep. We can have story time if that's what we're doing. End of quote. So yeah,
let's have story time. Why not?
So there's something with him. I got to figure out. There's something with him. And is it Cardi B or Nicki Minaj or one of those singers that all relates to this song?
Cardi B was with...
But he's not dating. There's something... One of them mentioned
Cardi
him,
B's
and he went
Steph
back.
Diggs.
I think it might be Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj and Dez Bryant have a social media beef now?
Something. That's what I said. I got to look into it. Now, Jones was asked about Micah, was there a deal in place or not? Is there one?
Is the offer you had in March still on the table?
What?
The offer you had in March, the meeting of the minds, is that still on the table?
Micah took it off.
He took it off, so it's not on the table.
He took it off. No, he took it off. I'm just saying he took it off.
Did he take it off?
Don't put an answer there, please.
Okay.
He took it off.
Okay.
And because of that, that's why...
It's very important.
Okay, very important. So now this clip, I'll let you decipher. So that's why you don't talk to the agent? Here you go.
I know. I grew up when Mama wouldn't let me do something, going to Daddy, and Daddy let me do it, and going back in saying to Mama, Daddy said I could do it. I've had old Mama Daddy stuff. We got here doing that by nature. So we're not going to do that. Y'all get the analogy? Do you?
I don't. I guess I do. I don't know.
Well, it's back and forth between the agent and player. Agent and player, I guess, is Mommy and Daddy, I think.
Do you?
I mean, the question is, are they going to pay him more than T.J. Watt? Are they going to give him over $41 million a year?
I don't know, but this will get done before the season begins.
You would think that it will, or he'll be traded.
They're not trading him.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they will trade him.
Speaking of the Mommy and Daddy thing, Gino wore a shirt yesterday that said, "Go ask your dad." So, like, she's twice now bought shirts with sayings on them that are passive-aggressively telling me to do something, but she won't tell me.
One is, the other day she was wearing a shirt, said, he's golfing. And then yesterday she put on a shirt, go ask your dad. So what I deduced from this is she wants me to stop playing so much golf and do more stuff for the kids. I'm just waiting for the next shirt. I hired a lawyer.
Oh, that's actually very funny. Oh, man. In Miami, follow the bouncing ball here. So Tyreek Hill, a couple of days ago, I guess this is being taken as a criticism of their practice game plan in short yardage situations.
Take Devon out on third down. What? You want him? You? That's my honest opinion. If it's third and short, he's not a power back. I be telling him that in the locker room, but he a power back. I love Devon, though, but if I'm being honest, like, that's why you got Jalen Wright. That's why you got Ollie Gordon. For those kind of situations.
All right, so I guess you can take that as he doesn't agree with the way.
He's talking about Devon Achane.
Yes, running back. So here's Mike McDaniel, says that's an interesting take by him.
I thought it was genius reporting by Tyreek, seeing how we had a short yardage period that very day that you guys were in attendance for. And his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Studesville. That's exactly how we repped the backs in that short yard period that very day. But
so I don't understand what the whole situation is then. It sounds like they did what Tyreek Hill wanted them to do before he said what he said. Very odd.
Well, maybe someone asked him, was the question, like, were you surprised that Achane doesn't get the goal line carries maybe, or something? And he's like, well,
I couldn't hear the question. I don't know. But then since we're keeping on the Dolphins theme, President Trump likes having people in. We talked about the with that thing they do last week with the
presidential fitness test. Yeah. Yes.
So apparently Tua is part of this. It's a tough name to say.
Tua Tagovailoa.
And then he goes on to talk about him.
Tua Tagovailoa, the quarterback who is really, he's been fantastic.
Oh, he's been fantastic, okay.
I don't know who he is, but he's fantastic.
Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama.
So this is perfect off of the Shane Gillis monologue at the ESPYs, where he's like, can we stop pretending that President Trump knows ball? And he says, look at these guys, these black guys. Oh, you must be the guy who catches.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. That's a new one.
I think you got to. Oh, never mind.
The Lakers give Luka Doncic over the weekend a 3-year, $165 million extension, and Cameron Young won the Wyndham champion.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sure. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So Jerry mentioned how Nicki Minaj, the musical artist, got involved in this Dez Bryant, Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons saga.
She a Cowboy fan?
I don't think so.
From here, isn't she? She's from here, LaGuardia High School, I believe.
Nicki Minaj?
I believe so.
Okay. So it all started with Jerry Jones comparing the Micah Parsons negotiation to the Dez Bryant negotiation back in the day. And then Dez Bryant comes out on X and says, Jerry Jones, I don't think it's smart to mention my name. I kept quiet about a lot of unfair S on some GS. We can have story time if that's what we're doing. And then Nicki Minaj quote posts this and says, hey, it's Nicki Minaj. How about we play a game? Every time you do a Jerry Jones or NFL story time, I'll do a story time of my own. And then she says, all my stories will be about Roc Nation, Jay-Z, and the alleged racist Desiree Perez, Roc Nation CEO. I hope you fully understand the rules. It's your turn. So then Dez Bryant puts the eyeball emoji out. And then Dez says, I'm a fan of Mrs. Nicki Minaj. I'm not playing games with her or getting in her business. And, yeah. That's where we're at.
Okay.
I don't know why this. I guess the Roc Nation thing got her involved.
Oh, she's from Trinidad and Tobago is where she's from. I don't know if she came here and then went to high school here. I don't know.
Anyway, oh, whatever.
So we're embroiled in some sort of.
Yeah. And then she posted, go beat your mom and then ask Desiree Perez and Jay-Z why they've allegedly been the vile C-words they've been to so many black people while lining their own pockets and weaponizing racism in order to keep black people blinded from their truth. Wow. So got sucked into this whole thing just because Micah Parsons needs a new deal. Oh, hey, boy.
Fling, see if you can book Nicki Minaj tomorrow.
Al's back tomorrow.
Oh, yes, okay.
And he certainly is not going to do that. So Roc Nation had a response to all of this as well. All right, here we go. Their response is, in 2015 at the 21 Club, on a napkin, Jerry Jones, Juan Perez, Jay-Z, and Stephen Jones negotiated a five-year, $70 million deal, which included a $45 million guarantee and a $20 million signing bonus for Dez Bryant. At the time, was the largest contract for a wide receiver in NFL history. The claim that Mr. Carter or Roc Nation representatives did not return a call from Jerry Jones is not only a false statement, but it also is a comical one. So everybody's got their takes in there.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is remember, they also, when they signed CeeDee Lamb, didn't he have the largest wide receiver contract in NFL history up to that point?
Yeah, and then Justin Jefferson got it, and then Jamar Chase got it.
Yeah, CD Lamb signed a 4-year, $136 million contract. So it gets done, and they also are paying Dak Prescott, you know, top-end quarterback money, $60 million a year.
Yeah. By the way, I also, we were talking about how Peter Schwartz put the SummerSlam result in his sports update this morning, and how we all know it's a scripted situation. And my take was that someone gave him free tickets to SummerSlam, and then he felt like he needed to promote the WWE.
Yeah.
Well, he has reached out and said no. He did not go to either night of SummerSlam. So clearly he just made a really bad content decision. So instead of actually doing what we thought he was doing, he just made a bad
choice. Did you ask him why he did that and why he felt like he had to do that?
Okay. I'm not taking any of the blame on this.
All right.
I'll do what you do all the time. The voice text, your big voice text guy.
Yeah.
So why did you do that? And what else did you want to know?
So why did you do that?
Oh, that just came up. So why did you do that?
Yeah. Well,
and why did you think it was okay to do that?
Well, number one, you're not the brand ambassador. I think the brand ambassador has got to be all over that. And that's editorial control. Right? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a scripted result. You can't, you know?
Yeah, but I think it was a twist that many people at the WWE fan base didn't expect.
But, okay, that's fine.
Because John Cena's like the man.
They sold out everything. I'm sure it got a massive amount of pay-per-view buys.
So you got to give the fans something.
That's a different situation.
But you got to give the fans
but
something.
But you can't. It's not the same thing as the Yankee and Met and Liberty. It's not the same thing.
No, I know it's not, but I'm just saying, like, if you were WWE, like, the worst thing would be, like, if there were a tie.
Mm.
Like, they scripted in a tie or something.
That'd be brutal. EJ in Newark, what's going on, EJ?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, man?
All right, the backstory with the Nicki Minaj thing is, Nicki Minaj and Jay-Z was down. Well, she was down with Jay-Z's title at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's down with Young Money and all them, which is Lil Wayne. And she's a little tight because of the whole, when the Super Bowl was in New Orleans and they didn't have Lil Wayne and they wanted to go on with Kendrick Lamar.
Mm.
So she's a little tight about that and about the title deal that she never got paid. She's feeling she never got paid, so she's feeling like Jay-Z's just using.
So yeah,
you know,
I'm on Nicki Minaj's side on this one.
Well, sure. I mean, she did,
especially if like Young Money or
yeah. Well, I think
Young Money, Cash Money, all that. She's tied with them. She's all down with that whole camp, and she had to deal with them on title. Hmm. And then she felt she didn't get her half of the title money when he stole part of it, and so she's feeling that he still owed her money. And then the whole thing with. With Lil Wayne not being included in the Super Bowl, so, and, you know, no New Orleans people, nobody from, you know, the whole Young Money clique was involved, so she's a little tight about all that right there. That's why she's kind of, like, throwing him under the rug and, you know, all that type of stuff.
So you're on her side, though, right?
I mean, everybody felt like Lil Wayne should have been part of the Super Bowl, but then again, the other half feel that Lil Wayne, his music really wouldn't have been like Super Bowl, you know, not Super Bowl ready.
So, very controversial.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, but then Kendrick Lamar went out there and called Drake a pedophile and, you know, 200 million people. So
that
was
a little rough.
Right. And that's the other piece to this whole thing that's going on because, you know, she knew and everybody knew that they had a beef going on anyway. You know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm. That whole thing there's a whole love triangle right there.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah, nothing. Thanks, EJ. Appreciate all
Damn
that.
Young Money.
Yeah. Well, I also think it seems like Nicki Minaj, who is very upset about all of this stuff, saw that attention was being paid to Roc Nation. So, like, people were looking at Micah Parsons' tweets and Dez Bryant's tweets, and Roc Nation was involved in that. And she was like, now's a good time to insert myself in this because we're getting a lot of eyeballs on my problem with Roc Nation, and it worked because here we are.
There you go.
Talking about it.
We're talking about it.
So there you go. Nicki Minaj, good stuff. from her.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.